Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling the Epo Provera helpline on a recorded line. What is the name of the person I'm speaking with?
I have Barbara Gully, a new claimant.
Gully? Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and transfer. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Gully.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Ms. Gully. I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much. And Ms. Gully, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions just so we could see if you do pre-qualify for the Depo Pereira lawsuit. So, Ms. Gully, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Pereira lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who is filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes, sir.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
July 12, 2020.
And July 12th of 2020. And I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Gully. And just to confirm, you said the date of diagnosis is 7-12-2020?
Yes, sir.
And thank you for that confirmation. And what is your date of birth?
10-5-1995.
Sorry, I didn't get that. What was that again?
I'm sorry, 10-5-1995.
Thank you so much. I have 10-5 of 1995.
Yes, sir.
And do you know of anyone else that may have been injured by Depo Provera?
Personally, no, but I know it has taken a lot of people.
Yes, yes. And
even my dad used to, when I used to be on it, my dad used to always tell me to get off of it. Mm-hmm. But my mom wouldn't let me. She wouldn't listen to him, and she wouldn't let me.
Oh, really? I'm very sorry to hear that. And Ms. Scully, did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of yes and no questions here. So did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
You said that me or a loved one used Depo prior to switching?
Yes. So did you use the name brand Depo Provera or did you use a generic version?
I used Depo Provera.
Depo the entire time? No, never switched?
No.
And for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes, sir.
And what was the usage start date?
I started in May of 2016.
Of 2016. And you wouldn't remember the date, would you?
The date is May?
Sorry, no, the day.
Oh, the day. I'm sorry. Yes, the day was actually on the, it was on a Monday, I think.
On a Monday. Would you remember the number? If not,
That's the only thing. I just remember it was on a Monday.
No worries.
I don't remember the extra day.
No worries. So
it was on a Monday.
I'm going to go in ahead and put for the usage start date, we're going to go ahead and put May 1st, since you don't, you know, remember the exact date, since it was, you know, a couple years back. It was back in 2016. You know, I wouldn't remember, you know, the exact day either, you know, been, you know, 10 years almost. So the usage start date we're putting is May 1st of 2016.
Yes, sir.
And what about the usage start date? Stop date, sorry.
I stopped in July of 2020.
July of 2020. And you wouldn't remember the day of that year either, right?
That date was, I think, the 12th.
The 12th? Okay, perfect. And then this is just to your best of your knowledge, you know, best estimate. So the usage start date we're putting is 5/1/2016, and the usage stop date is 7/12/2020.
Right.
Perfect. And your main injury or medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Gooley?
Female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And can you go ahead and give me your first and last name, please?
My first name is Barbara, and my last name is Gooley.
And Barbara is B-A-R-B-R-A?
It's B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
B-A-R-B, sorry.
B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Barbara, yes, correct. And then Gooley is...
G-U-L-L-E-Y. G-U-L-L-E-Y.
Perfect. And then just to confirm, I have G-U-L-L-E-Y. And then...
Yes, sir.
Do you have a suffix in your name?
No, sir.
And then what is your social security number?
416-457-7392.
I have 416-457-7392. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then can I go ahead and have a primary contact email from you, please?
CIARA_GULLEY@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And I have CIARA_GULLEY, your last name, GULLEY@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And a primary phone number, it would be 754-247-0068. Is that correct?
No, sir. It's 205-830-2538.
Sorry, let me go ahead and change that. Can you go ahead and repeat that for me one more time, please?
805-830-2538.
I have 830-2538. And what is the area code? I believe
it's 205.
205.
Yes.
Perfect. And just to confirm, I have 205-830-2538. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And is that a mobile phone number?
Yes, sir.
And best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime, really, but you can, I know mornings is the best for them, probably.
Mornings?
Would be best for them.
Okay. Yes, and what is your primary contact full address?
3089 32nd Avenue North, unit number 90, Birmingham, Alabama 35207.
And you said the apartment number was what again? Sorry.
It's unit number 90.
Oh, sorry. Unit number 90. So just to confirm, I have 3089 32nd Avenue North, unit number 90, Birmingham in Jefferson County, Alabama. Zip code is 35207. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
His name was the diagnosis.
Yeah, whoever diagnosed you, what was that doctor's name? Doctor.
Oh, that was Dr. Roberts, Mr. Robertson.
Dr. Robertson. And Dr. Robertson.
His name was Dr. Robert. His name was Dr. Robert Robinson.
Oh, no way. I have Dr. Robert Robinson. So Robert,
yes.
R-O-B-E-R-T, Robinson,
yes,
R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said the same thing. Yes, sir.
No worries. And thank you for that confirmation. And would you remember the facility names, the hospitals, or wherever he diagnosed
you? Yes, sir. It was Grandview. It was Grandview Medical Center.
What was that?
Grandview Medical Center.
Grandview Medical Center. And that would be in Alabama as well?
Yes, sir.
And I have Grandview Medical Center. Would it be in 3690 Grandview Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes,
no,
sir.
No. No worries. Thank you for that confirmation. And would you happen to have his phone number by any chance, or?
Not his phone number, personal phone number, but
no worries.
I have the facility's phone number.
Yes, I found the facility's phone number. I believe it ends in 1,000. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you for that confirmation. Grandview Medical Center in Grandview Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama. And then, do you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
Do I have any what?
Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
No. And who is your treating doctor's name? Or what is your treating doctor's name?
Treatment as in for my surgery?
Would it be the same or would you have a different one?
Yes. It was the same person.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm doctor for my surgery or my treatment.
No worries. Yes, so a lot of times it is the same. A lot of times the diagnosing doctors or the treating doctor is the same as the diagnosing and the prescribing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So who would be the prescribing doctor? Would it be the same as Dr. Robert Robinson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is when I was prescribing you all your medication.
Dr. Katie Fox was the prescribing doctor for my depot.
No, this is for pharmaceutical.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're
okay. I thought she was asking my, for the depot.
So it says medical diagnosing, that was who diagnosed you, was Dr. Robert Robinson. Medical treatment, your treating doctor's name is also Dr. Robert Robinson, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then for pharmaceutical, right, so who's prescribing you your medication,
yes,
who would that be? Would it be Dr. Robert Robinson as well, or would that be somebody else?
Sir. That was him. It was the same person. Mr. Robinson.
Okay. So. And then what is the pharmacy name? What is your pharmacy name?
Yes. You need the address for which one?
Your pharmacy name.
CVS. That's what I was asking. Did you need the Yes, sir. I was asking, did you need the address?
Oh, yes, please. Sorry, I didn't hear you. I believe it cut off.
Yes, sir. It's 1431 11th Avenue South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then just to confirm with you, it's 1431 11th Avenue South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And is there a phone number ending in 8374?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So I have diagnosing, treating, and prescribing doctor's name as Dr. Robert Robinson. Facility name is Grandview Medical Center. Facility address is 3690 Grandview Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35243. And their phone number is 205-971-1000. Is that all correct?
All right.
And would you like to go ahead and put another doctor's name or other doctor? No worries.
The only doctors I had was Dr. Robinson and the one from the clinic when I was getting my depo.
Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and just put an A there. And would you like to go ahead and put anything in the medical notes?
No, sir.
No worries. And do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party for yourself?
I can obtain them, but I don't have them.
Okay.
But I can obtain them.
Okay.
I can get them.
Great. And how can you provide these medical records, by mail or electronically or both?
I can do either one. I think I can either get my doctor to fax them over to you if they still do that, or that I can get them to send them over right to you.
Okay, so both? Would you like me to go ahead and put both?
Yes, both.
Okay, perfect. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So who would you like to go ahead and put for an emergency contact?
Oh, my mother.
Your mother. And do you live with your mother?
No.
And what is her name?
Bekemba.
And how do you spell
Owen.
That?
Owen. B-E-K-I-M-B-A. And her last name is Owen.
O-W-E-N-S?
Yes, sir.
And Bekimba is B-E-K-I-M-B-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this is your mother?
Yes, sir.
And what is your phone number?
205-413-3255.
Just to confirm, I have 205-413-3255. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And do you know her email by any chance?
No, sir, I don't.
No worries. Can I go ahead, or would you like me to go ahead and put your email in there just because it does request an
yes,
email?
Yes, sir, you can put mine.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then what about her address? Do you know her address by any chance?
Yes, sir, I know it. Her address is 7720 Madrid Avenue, 7720 Madrid, M-A-D-R-I-D, Avenue, Apartment J, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
I have 7720 Madrid Avenue, apartment J, Birmingham, Alabama, 20306. Is that correct?
No, sir. It's 35206.
35206. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. It's okay.
Sorry, there was something in the background for a couple minutes, but now it sounds perfectly clear. I don't know if...
I'm sorry, that was my boyfriend. My boyfriend just walked in.
Oh, no. No, it sounded like there was a wind or like a wind current or a draft in the background, but now it sounds perfectly clear.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And let's see. And Birmingham, Alabama. So, and then just to confirm, it's 7720 Madrid Avenue, apartment J, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and just confirm everything with you before I go ahead and send you this via email and text message, and then I'm going to go ahead and walk you through the DocuSign step by step. It should only take about a minute or two, but after that, in the next 48 hours, one of the attorneys that you're assigned to should be calling you again within the next 48 hours. So let me just go ahead and just double check if everything here is correct before I go ahead and send this over to you.
Okay.
And Miss Gully, I have Barbara Gully, Barbara Gully, Gulley.
Yes, sir.
And then I have street address as 3089 32nd Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35207. Telephone number is 205-830-2538. Email address is Sierra with a C, C-I-A-R-A.
You're leaving a unit number out my address. You have to include it, or it's going to pop up something else. Like, you have to include the unit number in my address, or a whole different address is going to pop up.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and just double check on that, just to see if I have it. Because I know I put apartment J for your mother just now.
I just hear you say unit number 9 when I heard you say the address. That's why I see you, so.
Yeah, so let me just double check to see. So for your address, I have 3089 32nd Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35207. I don't see the unit number for yours. So let me go ahead and go back and go ahead and edit it and change it real quick, but that's all we have, yeah. I believe. So do you mind if I just put you on a brief hold, Ms. Gully, so I can go ahead and edit it?
No, sir, you can go ahead.
Thank you so much, Ms. Gully. Please hold.